In this bulletin, Stephen Marshall quits as South Australia's Liberal Party leader. Australia places an immediate ban on alumina shipments to Russia. And in sport, Rafael Nadal books a place in the championship match of the Indian Wells Masters after defeating teenager Carlos Alcaraz in the semi-final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Former South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall has stepped down as the state's Liberal leader. Fresh from conceding defeat in Saturday's state election, Mr. Marshall says he will no longer serve as the party's leader, but intends to remain as the member for Dunstan. Mr. Marshall has released a statement saying it was his great honour and privilege to serve as South Australia's 46th Premier, but it was now time for someone else to take the South Australian Liberal Party into the future. The Prime Minister has refused to comment on the results of the South Australian election a day after Labor convincingly won government from the Liberals. Scott Morrison has made a short statement at a press conference today congratulating new Labor leader Peter Malinauskas, hailing what he called Stephen Marshall's economic achievements. Mr. Morrison then responded to a reporter who started to ask him a question about the election, saying the press conference was about Ukraine.
This is the first incumbent government since...
If we could just focus on Ukraine first, that's the serious issue today. There are other serious issues like the election of a new government in South Australia, but with the Foreign Minister and the Minister for Immigration here with me, if we could focus on that, I'd be grateful.
The federal government has imposed an immediate ban on Australian exports of alumina and aluminium shipments to Russia alongside a new suite of support measures for Ukraine. It says this will reduce Russia's ability to produce weaponry, including guns, ammunition and missiles. During a press conference on Sunday to announce a new round of humanitarian visas for Ukraine refugees that would allow them access to Medicare and work in Australia, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said Australia is happy to be boosting assistance and sanctions. The minister says this would send a clear signal to the Russian government that Australia did not support their invasion of Ukraine.
The targeting of innocent civilians and civilian infrastructure are war crimes, and President Putin must be held to account. Many people remain trapped in areas of escalating Russian aggression, with essential services disrupted and unable to access sufficient food or water or medications.
The Greens say the party's new campaign pledge to boost income support payments to $88 a day makes economic sense. Currently, the level of income support payments averages around $40 a day. The policy to increase welfare payments would cost $88 billion over the next 4 years, with Greens leader Adam Band saying he's confident it could be paid for by reforming the tax system. He says too many people currently live in poverty.
Meanwhile, one in three big corporations pays no tax, and billionaires in this country have increased their wealth faster than billionaires anywhere else around the world. If we make billionaires and big corporations pay their fair share of tax, then we can make sure that aged pensioners, young people, people who are looking for work, all have incomes above the poverty line.
Shane Warne has been farewelled at a private funeral service in Melbourne. Around 80 people attended the service at St Kilda Football Club on Sunday. Warne was given a lap of honour around the ground at the conclusion of the service, accompanied by his family, before a final toast was offered by Master of Ceremonies, Eddie Maguire.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could ask you please to charge your glasses and hold it to the sky, Shane Warne 708, as we have our final toast to the great Shane Keith Warne. To Warney!
A second service will be held for members of the public at Victoria's Melbourne Cricket Ground on March 30. Two tennis and a defiant Rafael Nadal has won an all-Spanish clash of the generations, taming teenager Carlos Alcaraz to book a place in the Indian Wells Masters final. Nadal won the match 6-4, 4-6, 6-3, a victory that stretched his winning run to 20 matches. Nadal will take on US player Taylor Fritz in Sunday's championship game in the California desert, where a victory could see the 35-year-old equal Novak Djokovic's record of 37 ATP Masters 1000 titles. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 29. Adelaide, mostly sunny 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy 28. Hobart, much the same 25. Canberra, also cloudy 26. Wollongong, partly cloudy 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, sunny, 29 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.